Hey guys, and welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 55, Just Google It. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos, cat photos, and videos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. So I'm sure that everyone has somebody, probably within the span of a week or less, that they just want to say, just Google it, too. You know, whether it's your mom you talk to on the phone, any other family member, grandmother, brother, sister, friend, but basically there's just no limit to it. You know, there are people that you talk to that'll ask questions, and literally the thought in your mind is, why don't you just Google it? And really, the reason that I want to talk about it is because it happens to me pretty frequently. People ask me questions that are relatively easy to answer if you know what you're talking about and you know what the subject matter is. But also, it's just like, you could have Googled that in the amount of time that it took me to explain it. Now, obviously, there's reasons that people do this. One is because it's an easier outlet for them to get it from somebody that they know. You know, if I could tell you how to go and find the cheapest video card that's going to get you the best performance pretty easily, then you're going to want to talk to me about it because it's easier than going and doing research online. But I just kind of feel like since people don't Google these kind of things, that they're really missing out on an opportunity to learn how to learn, basically. You know, and that's basically all there is to it is, you know, when I don't know something, what do? I just Google it. I go to Google, I type in what I'm looking for, and boom, there are the results. I can sort through the results and find it. And the easiest example of this is, you know, if I don't know something and I'm not sure where to look, then I'll go on to Google, and Google does this really cool thing. They'll go through and they'll list the results as they find it relevant to you. Okay, so if you search for, I don't know, anything, how to get the cheapest price on anime figures, which, you know, I collect anime figures. I love to know the cheapest place to get them. You know, there are places that will tell you ways to do this. You know, if you want to look at how to host a podcast, there are places that will teach you how to do this for free that show you with results, you know? So obviously I've Googled plenty of these things and I've learned lots and lots from it. And as I'm learning more, I'm also evolving and being able to tell more to other people. But there are some people out there that just haven't figured it out yet, you know? And the thing that, one of the things that bugs me the most about this is that people don't even know how to Google something, all right? They think that Googling is basically just like another word for a search, which, given it is, it could probably be used in these days interchangeably, because if you're not going to Google to search something, then, you know, you're using one of the other search engines that maybe is used pretty frequently in other parts of the country. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but my go-to is Google. And if I can't get something through Google, then I might go use Bing, like maybe. And if the default search engine on any computer that I'm using isn't Google, then I will go to google.com and search it. Now, this is another thing that confuses people, is that if you're using Chrome and you just type in what you're looking for, it's going to Google it for you. Mind blown, right? So not a lot of people actually know that, which is interesting, but since Google makes Chrome, they made it so that if you type anything inside of your bar, your address bar, it'll go through and it'll search it on Google for you if it's not a web address. So you'll get all of your Google results immediately. And in every other web browser that there is, you can set a default search engine inside of your search bar. So in Firefox and in Edge and Internet Explorer, they all have a search bar that's off to the right of the address bar. You can set that to be set to Google, so it'll search for Google, it'll search through Bing, it'll search through Yahoo, or any of the other types of searches, any other search engine that you want to use that you can assign to it, it'll let you assign, all right? So you don't actually have to go to Google to Google it. You could just type it in, and it'll Google it. And Safari is the same way. If you go and you type something in Safari on your iPhone, then it's going to either try and go to the address, or it's going to Google it. And I'm relatively certain on iPhones and on Macs, you can actually do the same thing, as I stated, with how you could do on different browsers inside of, I'm speaking from experience of Windows, that you could set it to other search engines. So I imagine it's the same on pretty much everything. But the amount of people that don't know that you can do these things is pretty astonishing. Now, on the other hand, I can understand why people do this, because say, for instance, I wanted to learn something about like a car or vehicle. I don't really understand the mechanics of cars very well. I haven't worked on cars ever in my life, and my knowledge is basic knowledge that I have that I've learned over the years that I've had cars. You know, it's very simplistic knowledge of cars, kind of how they work, you know, why you have to change the oil, why you have to get checks done on it, and things like this. But if I needed to know something specific about a car, then, for instance, if I needed to know how specifically my engine worked for some specific reason, like I need to change a spark plug, or why you need to use spark plugs instead of just, you know, having fire lit inside of your engine or some shit. You know, like if I wanted to learn these things, it's obviously much more difficult. While I could go and find it on the internet and learn it, it might be more beneficial to me to go and ask one of my friends that knows about cars so they can explain it in a manner that I might understand, you know, something that they can make a comparison to on a level that I can understand it in, you know, why I have to have a gasoline car instead of a, you know, car that runs on oil, or why there can't be a car that runs on water and things like this. You know, it might be beneficial to have them explain it in terms that I can understand more easily. Now, that's an example that's pretty complex. But, you know, I find that most of the time that I'm thinking, just Google it, it's for something that is pretty extraordinarily easy to find. You know, it's not a very complex thing. It's something that someone wants to know specifically, that it's such a specific thing that if you did just Google it, you would literally find the results practically instantly. And while there is something to be said about knowing how to use a search engine appropriately and, you know, search terms correctly, most of the time, if you could put it into a sentence or a question, you can get a result that's going to be beneficial to you. You're going to learn exactly what you want to know. If I want to know how to boil water, I could type in how to boil water. And guess what? The results that are there, I can guarantee you the first 10 results will teach you how to boil water. So that's how I feel about a lot of the things that I'm thinking just Google it about. And I'm sure that pretty much everyone can relate to this, where they've been asked questions, if recently you thought just Google it, that you're going to find the answer on Google just by Googling that question you just asked me. But as I said, the other side of this is that sometimes it feels like it's such a complex thing that you just want somebody that you know to explain it in a term that you can understand. So with that having been said, what things do you think sometimes, you know, just Google it? Or what's the last thing that you Googled that was a little bit more complex that doesn't quite apply to this, you know? I started thinking about this recently because I had run into a couple of situations where I did just have to Google it, you know? And unfortunately, sometimes you run into it where Google can't save you. You know, if you're trying to look up something that's 20 plus years old, for instance, Google's going to be a good resource, probably the best resource that you're going to be able to find on it. But chances are that, you know, if it's 20 years old, if it's like an instruction manual for, you know, let's say a VCR or a dishwasher or something like this, you're probably not going to have very much luck finding it unless it was an extraordinarily popular device, basically. So every once in a while, Google's going to fail you. And, you know, just the next time somebody asks you something and you think, just Google it, maybe just kind of take a second chance to think about it and say, is this something that I should just maybe teach this person how to use Google for? Or should I just answer it because it's going to be faster? And in the cases that I've seen it recently, where it's been like my family members that have been asking me things and I'm thinking, just Google it, it's pretty much easier just to answer their question or to say that I'll literally Google it, which has been my answer on most things recently, where I'll just say, I'll tell you what, I'll Google it and I'll let you know. Because it's just easier for me to find it and explain something because I don't know it. And to try and explain to them that it's going to be the same thing I would do just isn't worth the time. So, you know, that's both sides of it. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to vent a little bit because I feel like a lot of people can get on board with this. You know, a lot of people think just Google it pretty frequently. So again, If you thought, just Google it recently, by all means, let me know what it was. I'll get a laugh out of it for sure. And if you do have any suggestions for future episodes, as always, direct message or comment to me. I'm always glad to hear about it. Please do let me know how you like the episodes. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And as always, that was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.